Rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the boom sound.
Here's the wars and revolutions, bucking horses and prostitution. Them rank bramber bulls that keep on bucking, and them sad sweet girls good for the loving.
Nah, I got one. I was born in the wild, raised in a cave. Riding spinning bulls is all I crave. Busting out windows, tearing down doors, taking out virgins, bringing back horse. Daddy was hung as a horse thief. My mama was burned as a witch. I got 14 sisters working a whorehouse, and me, I'm a bull riding son of a bitch.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Megan 8 Maniacs. That's right, it is Friday, and guess what? We got some cool guests lined up for you today. We got a lot to talk about, so we're going to get right down to it. Obviously, if you guys have heard the intro here, yes, we do have the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Luke Kaufman on board here. He's going to be joining us here in just a little bit, so you guys can stay tuned to that. It's going to be a wild little show. I think we've got some big news that we're going to break out for you fans, and I think you're going to like it. We're going to get to know a little bit more about Luke and how he writes his songs and just what he does when he's not writing. You know, I think you all are going to really enjoy it. This guy has got to be one of the best ringside announcers that I have seen. You know, one of the best in the U.S., I can promise you that. I think you guys are going to like him. If you haven't heard from him before, this is going to be your chance. So, anyhow, looks like we got Miss PBR Cowgirl in the house, Miss Shannon Taylor, and I know she's getting ready to head out to Vegas, last cowboy standing, and the countdown is on. I'm telling you, the guys are rolling in town as we speak. I've been following it on Twitter, and these guys are ready to go. You're talking about an exciting format. Speaking of, PBR Now on RFD-TV last night. Hopefully, most of you got to catch it. I know that Ms. Shannon was quite frustrated because she did get to call in. However, she got disconnected. And I don't think she was the only one. If you watched the show, you know that Keith Ryan Cartwright got disconnected. You know that Cody Lambert got disconnected. So, yeah, it was not great. Whoever was running the technical support back there answering phones, I don't know. I would not want to have that job today if I were him. But I can tell you that I personally enjoyed the show, loved the format, loved talking with or listening to the new CEO or COO of PBR. And it really was. It was absolutely a blast. So hopefully you guys are going to enjoy the show today. We got to get right down to it, though. We've got so much to talk about. We got to get a hold of these guys. We're going to bring in Luke Kaufman here in just a little bit. And, I see in the comment section there, Miss Shannon, absolutely. I understand that you're frustrated. And, well, shoot, we wanted to hear from you as well, you know. I know that we did, we tried to call in a few weeks back, actually a few months back. But, it's one of those things that happens. Kat, thanks for posting that out there. You know, you guys, it's bad enough that we already have this spandex thing floating around, but, you know, for you guys to come out and start talking about doing our radio shows from the bathrooms. And it looks like Miss Gabby is once again having some issues on her end, but she said that she's on Twitter, so you guys send a big old shout-out to Miss Gabby as well. Anyhow, we got to talk about fantasy picks. I, for one, am stuck. I think I've got the Bulls picked up for the weekend that I believe are going to really perform or for tomorrow night. I'll tell you who they are. I went ahead and went with Black Pearl, Big Tex, Perfect Poison, and High Octane Hurricane as my tiebreaker bull. I think that those bulls are going to do real well. You know, one thing that I did notice in the fantasy draft that looking at these statistics and looking at these numbers – pretty much in that first round, I'm telling you that we're talking, you know, probably a half a point difference on average between every one of them. Now, the thing of it is these averages really go out the window when you're talking about a format like this, because the bottom line is Cowboys are going to have to ride their bulls jump for jump, and that's what it's going to that's what's going to happen. You know, I really think that that this is going to be huge, and I think we're going to see Cowboys looking at the bull riding from a totally different angle. They're not going to worry about judges' scores. It's not going to matter. It's all about making eight. And, you know, you got to love it. You know, I, for one, like I said, I'm counting down the hours and the minutes. You know, I just think it's so exciting. So, you know, like I said, I'm having some issues with my bull riders, though. You know, and then, of course, they mixed in the tiers. And I'm like, you know, they kind of mixed things up. And, man, I just don't know who to go with, you know. I like the first-round picks. I think that Valderon is going to have a tough draw with Rico. But I like LJ matched up against Segs the Juice. You know, I really like that matchup. I predicted LJ would probably have a good weekend here. You know, we don't know who they're going to have for the second round. You know that's going to be more of an eliminator pin of bulls. The bulls are going to be stepped up a little bit. Now, you know, Cody made mention yesterday on the show that the bulls aren't going to get any easier in the third and fourth round and fifth round if necessary. But I personally, you know, I think that the statistically the points are going to go down, you know, for the bulls they're going to be getting on. But these guys are going to be getting worn out. You know, so they're going to have to keep their mind focused and be aggressive and make these rides. But, you know, it's like, how do you go against, you know, a Brazilian? I mean, golly, there's three of them sitting there in Tier A, and there's only four spots, you know. But so I'm like, wow, I just don't know where to go. I really don't. I'm just kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. Hopefully, if you guys can give me some insight, that would be fantastic. Would love to get something back from you guys. So yeah, you guys let me know. Also, Cody Lostro was over answering questions over on ESPN. I don't know if you guys saw that. Hopefully, you guys will get over there and ask some questions for him. I don't know if you've been able to or not. We actually posted a question. I haven't seen it yet. So anyhow. Yeah, you know, and Chris Shivers jumping up into the second tier, you know, it really throws a kink in things, you know. Boy, I just don't know. I'm going to go with LJ Jenkins. I think this guy has got what it takes. He's standing alone. You know, this guy went to it. He's winning. He's riding consistently right now. And, you know, so I'm going to go ahead and go with LJ. Not only is he riding consistently, but he is riding bulls in the short round. You got to pick a guy like that, you know. One that, you know, Tier B is tough. I mean, it's like, wow, you've got so many good names in there. And really, you can't count out any single one of them to step up and make some good rides. And I was looking at these first-round matchups, you know. I think JB's going to have a tough one with Marmaduke. I think he's going to get some good points off that bull. But, you know, he's banged up, so is it going to be, you know, I mean, is he going to get past that first round? Shane Proctor, tough guy, you know, but how do you go against Robinson Palermo, who's winning, you know, just won Tampa and won his third consecutive event, or third event, I'm sorry. But it's like, wow. I don't know. I'm just at a loss for words. Yeah, I really, you know, I think LJ is going to be a solid pick. And just like, you know, yeah, just like Justin McBride mentioned yesterday with Silvano, you know, he's got a lot of stamina and can really out, you know, he could probably outride him and J-Dub were talking about it with Justin McKee last night. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. Looks like we got Bullfighter Cody in the house today, man. I want to welcome you on board here. We're going to try to get some cowboy logic for today here, bud, but no promises, man. We got a packed house. We got a lot to talk about. Right now, trying to get these picks done so that way we can move on to the next round of issues. But, yeah, so for this weekend, you know, it's like, I mean, really, who do I go with? I really like what Keith Ryan Cartwright had to say with Chris Shivers and about Chris Shivers this weekend. But, man, you know, I really think Shane Proctor is going to make a statement. So I'm going to have to go with Shane on that one. And it's like, who else do you go with here? You know, Robinson Palermo is riding 60% of his bulls, riding some short go bulls, you know. But then, like I said, you've got Chris Shivers, you've got JB, you've got Cody Lostro, you know. I think all of them can make a huge statement. And then you've got guys like Ben Jones. And if you guys saw the PBR video that came out on PBRnow.com, fantastic. You know, I was really impressed with that interview. And I'll tell you what, I'm, you know, becoming more of a Ben Jones fan than I already was. I like this guy, you know. A lot of passion, really appreciative of being able to have a second chance. So it's like, wow, man, you know. I think with an event like this, you know, you could see somebody like him really step out. Like I said, we went with Shane. Man, you know, I'm going to go with Ben Jones in the second tier. I'm going to go with Shane and Ben in the second tier. Now, this is always a tough one, week in and week out. But I will tell you this. I really like how Tony Mendez is riding. This guy is real passionate. I think he's got a great matchup on the Bull Blueberry Crush. I think we could see some good points come out of this. I'm going with Tony Mendez as one of my picks in Tier C. I want to go with Sean Willingham. You know, he's been riding real consistent at 7 seconds. He's got a great bull in round one. You know what? I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with the wild card. Now, I picked him for Tampa as well, but I think that this matchup, you know, Clam Digger's only bucked off 33% of the riders that's got on him. I think that Sean could take this bull, and I think that once he gets that 8-second ride down, he'll get his clock back, just like he talked about with us. I think that Sean is going to be a good one. So there you have it. Those are my picks. Just to give you guys a recap and let you guys know who I've got for this weekend: LJ, Shane Proctor, Ben Jones, Tony Mendez, Sean Willingham. And you know what? Surprisingly enough, I don't have the first Brazilian in there. Now, I could have gone Robinson Palermo in Tier B, you know, but most of the Brazilians were ranked up there in Tier A. There's three of them there: Silvano, Guilherme, and Valeron, all the ones I would want to pick. But going up against LJ, you know, Segs the Juice, I like that matchup. I think that that's going to be a motivation to get him into that second round. And no matter what he gets, he's just going to start feeding off that and start riding, you know. Like I said, I like Shane Proctor. This guy has been another one that's real consistent in riding bulls. He's got my space. You know, it could be a really good matchup there. Ben Jones, Tony Mendez, Sean Willingham. And then for my bulls, I've got Black Pearl, Big Tex, Perfect Poison, and High Octane Hurricane. So those are my picks for the fantasy. We're going to save it right now. So with that being said, guys, I think that we're going to have a great, great Saturday night. Hopefully all of you guys will be tuned in and following Ms. Shannon there on the tweets, as I know that she'll be out there informing you guys of what's going on, informing us, hopefully getting some good pictures. But I know that she is just a tweeting maniac, and really look forward to seeing what her tweets are going to be coming across there during the show. Like I said, it's going to be wild. It really is. Nice to see Justin McKee back there last night. I was real excited about that. We had a great show yesterday talking with Dewey Porter and Scott with Shut Up and Ride. Man, there's a lot of good things in the works here, guys. A lot of good things. So you guys stay tuned and make sure to keep getting a grip. We're about to launch this thing. We're about to bring in our guest here in just a few minutes. But obviously, hey, you know what? It's time to sit back, listen to some tunes here, and we'll get you fired up for Luke Kaufman coming your way right after this. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Well, I was born in the wild, raised in a cave, around spinning buzzers all I crave. I've been breaking out windows, tearing down doors, taking out burdens, and bringing back horses. I'm wild and reckless from y'all's breakfast. Daddy, he was hung as a horse thief. And my mama, she was burned as a witch. I got 14 sisters that work in a whorehouse and me. Well, I'm a bull riding son of a bitch. To honkers and hookers and horses and bugs. Well, I've been playing the bars and they have been good luck. Well, I'm a rodeo cowboy, I don't know who I am. Well, on Pee Wee rides a bull and on Boogie on a troop with Sam.
Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com. That's right. You know what? It's time to get a little rank in here, and it's time to bring in some cowboy ballers. No doubt about it. This is a guy that we have been playing his music on our shows, wearing his songs out, but it is my pleasure to bring in the North Carolina cowboy, Mr. Luke Kaufman. Luke, what do you say, partner?
How are you? You doing all right, Scott?
Oh, shoot, man. We are rocking and rolling, buddy. We're enjoying it here on a Friday, man. I know you're on the road, brother, but I appreciate you taking time to talk with us and the fans here. Man, we're excited. You know, we hear your music just about anywhere now, and I don't think there's a cowboy out there that doesn't drive down the road without having some of your songs on their CDs.
That's the idea. I hope that's where it's going. That's kind of what I aim it for. I make music for cowboys. I ain't really making it for nobody else.
And you do a dang good job, man. I'm telling you, you know, the fans, the riders, you know, it gets everybody pumped up and gets them ready to go. But, man, tell us a little bit about what brought you into the bull riding world and what got you started in writing music.
Well, I mean, my mom ran barrels, you know. My dad rode bulls and bucking horses, so I grew up around rodeos. I junior rodeoed, you know, steer wrestled, and I tried to ride steers, calves, and try to get on bulls and stuff, too. I wasn't very good at it, but I did it, you know, all throughout high school. And when I got into college, I was really, you know, trying to focus on you know, schoolwork and stuff like that. And I kept having a few injuries. Like, I blew my knee out, so I was out for about 6 months on crutches, and then I broke my foot, so I was on crutches for about all of a year. And during that time, I really kind of got to messing around with the guitar and got to be pretty good at it. And I was living in Raleigh. I was going to NC State, and I was living with a guy who's hauling a bunch of bulls to a lot of rodeos, Cody Brown. And I was just going with him. You know, I was working in the back pens at, like, you know, some of Jerome Davis's bull riding, some Zebra bull riding, wherever. I worked in the back pens loading bulls for, you know, $50 a night or whatever. I was back pen help, you know. And after the bull ride was over, heck, I just start playing guitar, and all the bull riders hang around, and they liked it more and more. I was just singing, you know, songs that we listened to going up and down the road. And before you know it, I got light bulb clicked on. I was like, heck, I think I'll write me a song. I think I'll, you know, nobody's made a real good cowboy song in a while. So I started writing songs, and I ain't really stopped since.
Yeah, for sure, man. And like I said, you definitely got some cool ones out there and stuff that guys can really relate to. You know, that's the thing. I mean, it started way back, I guess, with Chris LeDoux, you know, writing songs and about being on that cowboy road, being on that rodeo road, you know. And then it moved in, and we heard guys like Colby Yates. And, man, shoot, you almost sound like a dang Colby Yates song, always talking about bad to lay down, you know, and breaking your foot, and, you know. But I think that's really cool, man. It, you know, nobody writes songs better about rodeo than somebody who's actually experienced it. So, you know, it really, you know, I mean, it shows in your music and in your songwriting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't sing songs about logging or deep sea fishing, or because I don't know nothing about it. And, you know, I think you should write about what you know about. And I'm not a good at bull riders, Colby Yates, or good at bareback riders, Chris LeDoux, but, you know, I've been around it. And when you get around it enough, you get to learn stuff about it. And it's, you know, it's pretty easy to pick up stuff and, you know, little lingo, little words that, you know, cowboys use. And it's a good thing that there's a lot of fans, you know, people in this country, they love, you know, they love the sport of rodeo, they love the sport of bull riding. And I don't know, I'm just fortunate to be part of it my whole life, and I like singing about it.
Well, speaking of that, now let's talk a little bit about that. You not only, you know, have been out there on the rodeo road as a kid, you know, growing up, being around it with your family, traveling from these rodeos up and down, but you're actually starting to get yourself involved with rodeo yourself. I mean, not just playing after the events, not just working the back pens, but you went and picked yourself up a microphone and started talking about bull riding. And the fans kind of like it.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been kind of, I don't know, a kind of one of the performing guys, you know. I always wanted a good production show, and ever since I was a kid, you know, I always was real big on, like, openings at rodeos and, you know, the way stuff was ran and how organized it was. And, you know, a long time, like, even when I was, you know, just playing around after the rodeos, people told me, man, you got a great voice, you know, you should announce. People, all kinds of people, you know, my mom, my dad, and, you know, a good buddy of mine that announced a lot of pro rodeos now, Greg Simons, you know, he's done it all. He's one of the top announcers on the East Coast. But he told me for years, hey, you should start announcing. You should start announcing. It's good work. And I never thought nothing about it. And it just kind of fell into my lap because I had, you know, I had some speakers and stuff from where I was playing small concerts and stuff. And they were having a junior rodeo, like, heck, I don't know, probably about 15 minutes down the road one day. And my buddy Matt Merritt, the Clowns, you know,
yeah.
Some of you, you've heard of him before, and he's the one that got me into it. He called me, he said, hey, man, he said, you need to bring your computer and bring your speakers. This junior rodeo needs an announcer, and they're going to pay you. And I was like, heck yeah. You know, I was just loading bulls. I didn't really have a lot of money, so I was like, heck yeah, I'm all about that. So I just showed up and played some good music and, I don't know, just talked about it. It's pretty easy if you've watched it enough, you know. And it's turned out really good. You know, I've made a pretty decent living at it between that and the music, and I enjoy it, you know. I love watching rodeos. I love watching bull rides, and that's the best seat in the house right there when you get to talk about it, and it's fun too, you know.
Well, shoot, yeah, man. And you were actually just at the PBR event in Kansas hanging out with some of the bull riders up there, and, you know, you seem to do that quite a bit, you know, kind of working your way around the United States. Tell us a little bit about what you thought of that PBR event.
Yeah, I mean, like, that was Kansas City. I went out there. Luke Snyder, he has a you know, a big party Sunday after. He's got a real nice place right there. It's about 30 minutes down the road from where they have the event there in Kansas City. And, like, all the bull riders and some of the stock contractors will come over there, and he'll just have a party, and he'll get a band every year. And Sonny Ledford's been there. Stearns County 17's been there. I mean, and I've got to go there the past 3 years. Every year they've had the event, I've got to go. And I went back again this year, and it was a good time. I got to play for all those guys, and it's fun to get to play those guys because, you know, they're the top. You know, they're the best there is, you know, and getting to play for them, that's really cool, you know, and especially when they know the words to some of your songs a little bit. It's pretty fun.
Well, yeah, no doubt, man, and you do have a lot of friends that actually ride up there, one of them being one of the North Carolina Cowboys, one of the big bull riders that we all know in J.B. Mooney. You know, you hang out with him, he comes down and hangs out with you there during the week when you're out playing at some of those bars, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, me and J.B., we go way back. His mom and dad rodeoed with my mom and dad, and, you know, I've got home videos. I don't know if anybody will ever get to see him, but me and him running around in our diapers when we're like 6, 7, 8 months old, just being goofy kids, you know. And we grew up together, went to kindergarten together, and got into more trouble than you can think of together. And we still, to this day, we'll tend to do that a good bit. He'll come to my shows because I kind of stay around the house during the week. I'll just play some shows, you know, kind of right here around Charlotte, you know, and he'll come hang out and we'll go, you know, have a good time. Pretty good. He's fun.
Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt. Well, you know, speaking of which, now there is a YouTube video out called Me and JB and the Copenhagen Girls. We got
to
get
that, you. that's a pretty good song. That
The video on it is great, man. You know, because you guys are sitting around, and I'm believing that you guys were in Statesville. Because the bleachers kind of look familiar right there, but it looks like y'all was just hanging out there, picking the guitar and having a good time. But we got to get you guys to make that song up and get it on a single for us, man. The fans would love it.
Yeah, that's a we were at the Raptor K. I put my first CD out with Sonny Ledford and Ledford Records, you know. And when I first went over there, JB's who introduced me to Sonny. Like, I'd heard their music, and, you know, they made the PBR CD back in 2005, 2006, and I'd never met them or nothing. I didn't even know that they lived in North Carolina, And JB's like, man, you need to go play with them or go meet them. And he took me over there one night, and I was just kind of, I was baffled that they lived in Mooresville. You know, that's the town that I was born and grew up in. And I just played them some songs. At that time, I'd only wrote one or two songs, and they were okay. And he's like, Magin, you know, Sonny's manager, he was like, y'all need to come up with a song about the two of y'all, because, you know, I don't know, all I could think about, at that point, I'd gone to a couple of them Bill Ford Tufts with JB just to kind of hang out. I didn't really have no purpose to be there. I'd never been to one. I thought it was cool, and he took me and hung out, and that was when he was sponsored by Copenhagen. And them girls love JB Mooney. Copenhagen girls, this and that, they all love him, and I don't know, it was pretty easy to write. I wrote it in about 10, 15 minutes.
I'm sure. Well, yeah, no doubt. That's a cool thing. Like I said, Luke, you're out there on the road. You know, you get behind the microphone at these events, but shoot, man, you know, you'll be at a place, you know, I mean, shoot, just while you were down here in Florida, we were breaking out some tunes, and you brought BJ Carter in, and, you know, you guys were going back and forth a little bit, man. It just comes natural when you're talking about life and, you know, be life on the road. It just makes it fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, there's always a good story when you stay on the road a lot, you know. I mean, there's so many stories that different people pass around, and, you know, if you mess around with it long enough, and I think if you're halfway good at playing the guitar, it's pretty easy to, you know, put it in a song, I think. I mean, most of them songs are about 99% off of real-life experiences, you know. I mean, you got to sugarcoat it a little bit to make the words rhyme and make it kind of run together, but it's all about stuff that you've experienced or somebody else has experienced and told you about it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man, absolutely. Well, like I said, you know, we love getting on down the road. You know, I know when I was heading up there to North Carolina and hauling a bunch of bull riders around, and shoot, just when I'm out there by myself, man, there ain't nothing like a little Luke Kaufman throw in there and get a little cowboy baller rolling, and shoot, man, just helps you get on down the road so much easier when you think about some of the stories that, you know, go behind some of those songs. Just makes it so much more interesting. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting a lot more of them. Now, you also play, you know, you play at venues all over the U.S. You do some concerts and that type of thing. Obviously, you're talking about Luke Snyder's deal up there in Kansas. Where can the fans find out where you're going to be playing next?
I've got a Facebook page. I mean, if you look up Luke Kaufman, I've got a musician page, you know, go on there, and if you like the page, you can click on, there's a tour date tab, and it shows you all the upcoming shows we've got coming up in like April, May, and you can go to my website too, lukekaufman.com. It's got those dates on there too, but we keep it up to date pretty good, and we got them pretty far in advance, you know, schedules. So if you are close, or if you can be close, you can make arrangements to be there. So we hope to see some people out this year. I'm playing more this year than I ever have, and that's awesome. That's my goal. I want to play, you know, I want to be able to play and for as many people as I can, and it's looking like it's being that way.
Well, shoot, yeah, man. And, you know, just watching you and knowing you from last year and seeing how much time you kind of had a little bit of time during the summer, you know, to hang out and was doing more things right there in North Carolina. And now it just seems like, man, they can't get you to sit down in North Carolina, you know. You're always out there on the road, but we just love it. And we've got a lot of our fans that are posting up some of your video links and some of your Facebook page, your website. They're pretty dedicated, man. They know about you, and they know where you're at. So, that, you know, hopefully we'll get some of these fans out here to check you out. One of the questions that came in, are you actually going to be anywhere near Amarillo anytime soon?
No. The closest I'll be, actually next weekend, I'm going to the DeKalb, Texas. That's over there on the eastern part of the state. It's about an hour west of Texarkana. Mike White's got a Open to the World pasture open, and he's having a bull riding, and as soon as it's over, I'm playing at that deal, and it's going to be a good time. I know that's kind of a stretch for Amarillo, but I think this fall we're going to make a good run, and I'm going to hit up West Texas, and I'm gonna try and get to Oklahoma and Kansas, all them places, because I've never really got to play there too much, and I know I got a lot of people that listen to my music out there, and I like being out there, and I hope I can get out there. So if you can make it to DCAP next weekend, I'd love to see you. But if not, wait till this fall, and I'll probably find my way around Amarillo.
Well, shoot, yeah, man. We'll find out. We'll keep up to date because we're actually going to be there. We're going to be out in Oklahoma and Texas area for the next 2 months. We're heading out here in a couple weeks. So while we're out there, man, we'll kind of pick around, see if we can't find a good spot to slide you in and let you play one of the after parties, or just let you break down and play the guitar for a little bit.
That'll work. I'll do that.
One of our fans is asking in here, when is your next CD going to be released?
I'm working on it now, actually. I put a new song. I released a single on iTunes this week. It's the first song that's on my next CD that I kind of put out there. And I'm gonna have a lot of them songs that I've had on MySpace and Facebook before I made the Cowboy Baller CD. The stuff that I didn't get to put on that CD, a lot of them songs are going to be on there, and I got quite a few new songs too. And we're working on it right now. We're kind of going one song at a time, and we're right around halfway done with it. So I'm hoping to have it out by June or July. You know, about the time all them summer rodeos and bull riding get kicked up real good, and I hope that'll work out. But
yeah, good.
This summer, definitely, I'm going to have some. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep releasing, you know, as the songs come in and get done, I'll probably keep give y'all a little sneak peek on iTunes, you know, keep putting some on there as they come along and get finished. But look for this summer. It should be out. I'm pretty excited about it.
Right on. Is Sonny Redford working on a new album?
He is. That's kind of the thing. We have to share the studio, so we'll be in there 1 week and we'll mess around with some of his songs, and then we'll be in the next week and we'll mess around with some of mine. It's a cool atmosphere to work with those guys, Sonny and you know, Ziggy and Matt Borden, all those guys. They love music, and it's not about their music, it's about our music, because I mean, they started a record label, and it's, you know, it's legitimately, we make the kind of music that we want to make, and we don't have restrictions that you might have with a bigger label and stuff like that. So we can, you know, we can go any which way we want to go with it. You know, that's why I think my first CD, I was pretty proud of my first CD. It's different, and I think it's safe to say there ain't another one like it out there, and at least you can say that you're not copying anybody, I reckon.
Yeah, that's for sure, man. Well, like I said, you do have your own little breed, man. But, you know, even incorporating some of your announcing stuff, you know, it's just, like I said, it's that life experience, you know. And for me, somebody who's actually been up and down that road, you know, guys like Chris Ledoux, Colby Yates, yourself, you know, I mean, you guys write true music, and you guys sing true songs about being up and down that road, man. It doesn't get any better than that. It's true, and man, you know, it means something. So I love it, man, and appreciate what you're doing for these guys. You know, like I said, I know that they appreciate it as well. But this new song that you came out and debuted, we actually saw it on Facebook last week, and we caught a sneak peek of it, but it's called Cassie's Back in Texas, right? Tell us about that song.
Yep. It's kind of one that the first CD was mostly about, you know, rodeo, you know, more centered towards bull riding, you know, and I just wanted to go somewhere different with it. And Sonny, he come up with that kind of idea for it. He's like, it's kind of like a 90s, you know, late 80s sounding song, like just a good mid-tempo, feel-good kind of song, you know, and it's just one of them songs, you know, everybody's had a girl that ain't worked out the way you plan, and that's just kind of where that come from, just kind of run along with it and incorporate being back in Texas, I guess. It's just pretty easy to write. It was fun to do, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I've spent some time up there in Statesville. We've actually seen you announce. Well, shoot, man, we've got you on some of our broadcasts here, especially even early as this year, Coleman, Alabama, the Zebra Finals, you know. You know, as much as you spend time on the microphone and you work with guys like Matt Merritt, you have an opportunity to see these guys week in and week out. So I guess about a month ago, I saw a post out here on GoZebra.com that actually had a picture of you switching places with Matt Merritt. Tell us about this deal, man.
Yeah, that was it's been about a month ago. It was up there in Abingdon, Virginia. Brad Nelms has that weekly bull riding on Tuesday night, and it's real good. I've done it the past 2 years, and it's an awesome deal. It's packed out, you know, 500-600 people there every single week, and it's to benefit. There's a children's hospital right down the road in Johnson City, Tennessee, right across the line there, and it's a kids' hospital, and those proceeds from that bull riding, they donated. I think they've donated, golly, last year I think they gave like $15,000 to the hospital and stuff, and I think they did even more this year. They do raffles and stuff, but me and Matt, I work with Matt as far as announcing and clowning. I work with him more than I work with anybody, and like I said, he's the one that kind of got me started announcing. Like, I wouldn't even be announcing if it wasn't for him, and we were on the way up there, and we always try and keep it different. Going to the same town every Tuesday, you know, for like 3 or 4 months in a row, it can be repetitive, and you don't want to bore the people when they're there. You want them to have a good time. You want them to enjoy the show. So we thought we'd spice it up a little bit, and we didn't tell anybody, and Matt just showed up, set up the speakers and stuff, and he kind of might have told a little lie saying that I wasn't going to make it that week, and meanwhile, I'm out in the car getting the makeup on, and I tried on all these bags. I put the baggies on and, you know, fix the headset microphone and stuff. And then when the introductions came in, he introduced me as a funny man. And people just kind of, because they know that people just bust out laughing. They thought it was the funniest thing. And I had a little act and stuff too. I might have strapped some fireworks to a guitar and might have set it on fire and stuff in the arena. It was a pretty good time.
Shoot, yeah, man. Like I said, it's all about getting those videos, and hopefully we'll come across them somewhere down the road. They got to see that, man. But, well, Luke, I got to tell you, man, I appreciate you taking the time out here to talk with the fans and all and talk about some of your records that are coming out, your singles, and especially this newest one, and forward to seeing a whole bunch more of your music out there. And, well, shoot, man, I know we'll cross paths here between one rodeo or another.
Yeah, I hope so, and thank you for having me, and thank all you folks for watching and listening at home.
Yeah, you bet. Well, they are excited, man, and like I said, we've been getting your links up on our chat room right here for all the fans to tune in, and they can find you at MySpace, Facebook, and LukeHoffman.com. Hopefully they can go over there and get an album and start really getting any of your tunes, and look forward to this new album that'll be coming out here around summertime.
That'll be awesome, man. I hope so.
All right, partner. Well, listen, man, we'll let you get down to it. I know you guys are playing somewhere tonight. Where are you guys playing tonight?
Well, I'm in Raleigh. I'll be in Garner, North Carolina tonight. There's a Wicked Bull Entertainment bull riding. It's Friday and Saturday. And tomorrow night I'm playing at City Limit Saloon. It's I'm just playing a little outdoor deal for those guys. It's you know, It's the hot spot. It's the place to be at in Raleigh, that's for sure. And then, about 3 weeks from now, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, we're going to be right back there at City Limits. It's going to be me, Sonny Leopard, and Ziggy Pockets. So it's going to be a big Leopard record blowout. It's going to be a parking lot deal. They got a big stage. It's going to be fun.
Wow. Yeah, it does sound like fun, man. It's going to make me want to try to get up there to North Carolina, but unfortunately, I think I'm going to be in Oklahoma, bro, but we'll catch up, man, for sure.
All right, man. We'll do it, and take care, and appreciate it.
All right, Luke. You take care of yourself, man. We'll see you down the road, buddy.
All right. See you, man.
All right, guys. That was Luke Kaufman there. Now, I'm going to tell you, we've actually got his song, and Luke has actually allowed us the opportunity to kind of debut his song on the internet right here today for you, the Making Eight Maniacs. So you guys are going to get a special treat here. We're going to launch his new song, Cassie's Back in Texas, and I think you guys are going to enjoy it. So we're going to go ahead and throw down with that just a little bit, and then we'll come back and wrap up our show. So here it is, Luke Kaufman's Cassie's Back in Texas, right here on MakingEight.com.
CatJohnson.net with Making Eight. Let's book.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right. Just before that Cat Johnson commercial, you know it wouldn't be a show if we didn't have the Cat Johnson Cougar Show. But anyways, that was Luke Kaufman's Cassie's Back in Texas that was debuted right here on Making8.com. Got to thank him for taking time out and talking with you fans. And, well, shoot, if you guys, you know, if he's going to be in your area, I think that you'll really want to get out there and go check him out. He is really a lot of fun to be around. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to tell you right now, I think you're going to see him at a bunch of bull rides. I think you're going to see him out there announcing as well as playing some of these music. And when you guys are listening to these songs, you know, understand something, that this guy is singing, you know, from a point of view of any one of the bull riders, you know. And you can ask any bull rider that's been out there that's listened to his music how they get down the road, you know. And really, I mean, he makes it sound like one of our life stories. You know, we can kind of relate to that. So, like I said, I respect what he does. Very talented musician, very talented songwriter, guitar player. You know, had a blast with him when he was down here in the Sunshine State hanging out with us. If you ever get the opportunity, don't pass it up. Get over there and see Luke Kaufman. You won't regret it. Anyhow, You know, and absolutely, Gabby, I see your comment coming in there. We'll see what we can do, see about trying to get him lined up somewhere down there. I think we can make some things happen. You know, we as maniacs get together and we start pitching their names out there. You know, we stop off at a bar somewhere and say, hey, look, would you guys be interested in having Luke Kaufman play? You know, I'm sure that he'll get some of those CDs out to him and we'll get it. So anyhow, getting right down to it, we got less than 10 minutes left in our show here. Not sure what happened with Mr. Cody Burleson. See that he had jumped off our show, and well, shoot, hopefully we'll get him back here. Going to miss out on some Cowboy Logic for the day, but if not, I think I've got something for you. We're hours away. The countdown is on, just a little over 24 hours, last Cowboy standing, and I'm telling you, they're going to crown a champion out of this deal. This is going to be huge, and I think that you're going to see a major turning point for a lot of these bull riders. You know, one of the other things, too, that I was looking at during the fantasy picks, it's really made things really tough, but you got a few Cowboys out there that aren't injured that are just coming up to ride in this deal. We haven't seen Casey Hayes ride, but maybe once or twice this year. Now we're going to get to see him at last Cowboy standing. I think he's another one that could really make a statement. I think that would be awesome to see him come out from the woodworks and make a name right there. We've seen Casey Hayes win events. We've seen Casey Hayes out here making bull rides. So, and being that he's healthy and he's aggressive because he wants to stay on tour, I think this may be an opportunity where you may see a cowboy like him really put it on the line. And I see that Miss Shannon Taylor is asking for any specific questions for her tweets or picks tomorrow. Hey, you just shoot what you can and get it out here to us. We want to see as much as we can. Let's see. Absolutely. And thank you. We're actually checking our Twitter, and you guys are sending messages out there to Luke, and we really appreciate it. How much fun is that? You know, yeah, it looks like Gabby's looking for a Douglas Duncan picture. We'll try to get that out there. Wow. You know, here I am seeing spandex and, Cat Johnson says shirtless cowboys in chaps, please. Wow, love it. You know what? I don't think you'll find anybody. Well, you know what? Ask Cat Johnson, though. She's been out to some of these bull rides where there has been spandex out there. So that's right. At the NBR finals, spandex are out there. So you keep your eyes peeled there, Miss Shannon. You might catch a glimpse. Although I doubt with the way the PBR things are set up. But then again, you're going to be on top of the bucket chutes for at least one flight that we know of. So that was a great time. And golly, man, it seems like ages ago, Miss Cat. You know, I really enjoyed it and can't wait to get up there and do it again. And I'm getting some requests in here. Some folks are asking who missed the first part of our show. I'm going to actually have to go back here and double up. Let me find out, or let me get back to my fantasy picks, and we'll run it through for you guys one more time for this weekend. I cannot wait. I think that this format is really going to change the shape of what bull riding is all about, and I hope you fans are going to be excited about it, just as excited as we are. I think we're going to see some spectacular things come out of these guys, and I, for one, really believe that. So anyways, going down to our fantasy picks for this weekend, one of our little Making Eight Maniacs, which, you know, kind of reminds me, before we get on to our last Cowboys Tanning fantasy picks, and I know I'm going back and forth here, but, we've got Miss Catherine here in the house, and she's asking, or says her daughter wants to know who my picks are this weekend. But I got to ask you, if you have not been over to the Making8.com store, why do we not have her in her little Making Eight Maniac gear yet? I mean, we've got little Making Eight Maniac shirts now for the young ones. We got to get her in one. So anyhow, going back to it, here are my picks for this weekend. I've got LJ Jenkins, Shane Proctor, Ben Jones, Tony Mendez, and Sean Willingham. And you know what? Wow. I think I'm going to actually have to change it. I think I'm, you know, and I hate to go against a guy like Sean Willingham,
But I think that this matchup in round one with Casey Hayes on Backdoor Man, I really, you know, and it didn't remind me until just as of late, but I think with Casey Hayes being safe, you know, being healthy and being aggressive because he hasn't been on tour for a while and he wants to be there, that I think that that could pull him over the edge and we could see a spectacular ride from him in that first round, which would carry over. So those are my picks. And then as far as the Bulls go, I've got Black Pearl, Big Tex, Perfect Poison, and High Octane Hurricane as my tiebreaker bull. So I don't know if that'll help you out. Believe me, my points are not up there like they should be. So we're gonna you know, keep going through. I see that Trinity has picked Austin, but actually Austin's not going to be there. So what are we going to do with that one? She's going to have to pick an alternative, you know. Anyways, getting down to it, we got about 3 minutes left in our show here, fans, and got to thank everybody for tuning in as we sat back with Luke Kaufman for a little bit and talked with him. Look forward to seeing it out there at more of these Zebra events, more of these events all over. He's doing some touring pros. Event was here in Jacksonville, so you guys may get the opportunity to see him out and about as well in these other locations. So if you guys are going to be heading out there, try to get out and go see one of these things. I promise you, you won't regret it. He is an announcer and a great talented singer. So I got to thank you for jumping on board here on our show today. We're going to close things out with one more Luke Kaufman song, and hope you guys enjoy the day. It's Friday. Sunday night, back on the ranch, we'll be bringing it to you. Now, I don't know for sure if we're going to have the video up, but I will tell you that we will be back on our ranch for our radio show. So you guys make sure to tune into that, and let's go have some fun this weekend. Stay safe out there. Miss Shannon, enjoy yourself, please. Go out there and have a great time. Look forward to seeing your tweets this weekend, darling. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, unless you tweet it to us. So then it's fair game. Like I said, thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you on Sunday night. Make sure to get a grip with MakingEight.com.
Ain't got no dough. This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to Makin8.com. Be there, be square.